everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 24th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Blue Ranger, Twin Danger. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Blue Ranger Twin Danger was the 24th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on August 11th, 2008, written by K.J. Beckman and directed by Mike Smith.
Resist the evil Daishi that possesses you.
They look like Power Rangers.
So, the question is, are they voicing their rangers too? Because they sound similar but different. And I wonder if they hurt these phantom rangers, if it'll hurt the actual masters too. Although we won't learn that for a while, because apparently no one's going to get a hit on these Phantom Rangers. I wonder if RJ knows, and that's why he's trying to stop the Master Finn one. The Shark Ranger. Actually, I wonder if they all know, since they're fighting the ones that are based on their masters. This is interesting. So, where did they get their Jungle Fury version of their weapons, too? Well, on the other hand, I do like the fact that this shows that they have not become the actual masters. Even since they only learned these abilities in like the half day that they took. Oh, Spirit Rangers, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Gee, could that wooden box have been made of rubber or something? That seemed very pliable. On one hand, it's like, this is crazy because this is completely original footage. But on the other hand, this just takes away another fight that they would have been doing in this episode anyway. So maybe it's not much of a difference in what they're already spending on money for this fight. But yeah, this is not in the Sentai, by the way. Did I mention that? They don't have these Spirit Rangers. This is completely a Power Ranger creation. And let's definitely talk about these, Oh, hey, this is good. But also, let's talk about these, suits that they have. They look like, basically, the, Master Mode suits without the jets, which makes sense since they're Masters.
What was all that about?
Not sure. I may have an idea.
So, you think the Spirit Rangers are being remote controlled from the Masters?
Yeah, mental radio waves, if you will.
Well, that would explain why they can fight just like our Masters.
You've lost me totally. Just tell me how to destroy them.
Destroy them? I have no idea. Right now, I'm just hoping to slow them down.
What? So explain to me, how's that thing going to slow the Spirit Rangers down?
What's going on?
It can detect a signal. And then, if my math is correct, it'll jam the radio waves.
Great.
Yeah, not so great. Until we rescue the Masters, the Spirit Rangers will keep coming back like a bad rash.
Sorry, Lewin, but I'm way too busy. Call me.
I love that it's literally a hand vac.
My brother. He wants to visit.
I didn't know you had a brother. Older? Younger? Is he cute?
Nothing like me. We're day and night.
I like him already.
Oh!
Take them away.
Take your hands off me.
Where are you taking them?
I don't answer to you.
An answer to me. We must attack again immediately.
The fight has drained their spirits, Daishi. We must let them recover.
Yes, this way they can get into adapting a Sentai Power Ranger episode rather than their own stuff.
Well, I guess we'll find out the hard way.
Well, he even has his hair similar.
Tell us he was your exact twin brother. Oh, cool.
Yo!
Dude, friends are great.
I thought I was you. After you got an extreme makeover, guitar lessons, and fashion sense. How are you, Lewin?
Is amazing. He has been telling us these great stories, like that time when he jumped out of the plane and his parachute wouldn't open.
Yeah, he's quite a thrill seeker.
I'll say.
Missed you.
Let's go catch up.
I'd love to, but could we do it later? Right now, I've got to work.
Maybe I could help you.
Now, see, this episode happens also in the Sentai, but it actually works out because the guy that was playing the Geki Blue actually had a twin who was in the show.
Sometimes we train twice a day. Just depends.
But, yeah. It's interesting.
That is an RJ special. Our top seller.
Reminds me of when I was in India. Except that had some garlic here.
No garlic. It's fine, thanks.
So, that's all you've been doing since I saw you last? Kung Fu training and making pizzas?
Yes, it is. Why?
Nothing. Just wondering.
You'd rather I'd waste my time jumping out of planes or scuba diving with sharks and then telling everyone the fantastic stories, which you greatly exaggerate. So you think I'm wasting my time? You're the one doing kung fu for years on end. You'd have to exaggerate to make that sound good.
Where do you get the money for all this?
Tell you what. You lead your life, and I'll lead mine. I'm gonna need to borrow a shirt. Upstairs.
I kinda heard.
If he goes upstairs, isn't he gonna see the
anything I can do?
Power Ranger stuff?
It's my own fault. Ever since we were kids, all I ever heard was Lewin so popular, Lewin so funny, Lewin so talented. I'm not really mad at him. I'm jealous. I try not to be, but I just can't help it.
Let's get out of here for a while. Help me get the groceries?
Sure. Give me a sec to change. Suits me, don't you think?
Oh, he's gonna go down in blue and... Okay, confusion!
Where's Lily?
Oh, she and Lewin went to the store. Okay, Theo, I need... two chicken salads, one large pepperoni, and one medium beach special to go.
Oh, and now he's gone and stolen his girl. Well, this isn't ominous at all. Oh, there went the pizza. Oh well.
Absolutely. Thanks. Great. Dominic didn't deliver that pizza yet.
He probably ate it.
What's the address?
Problem?
Just being cautious. Carry on.
Thinking about what you said in the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yeah. You shouldn't be jealous of your brother. His adventures, his musical talents, his football championships, they're great. But you have your own accomplishments. Difference is, you can't talk about yours.
Lily.
Oh, she's gonna end up revealing that he's a ranger, right? Oh.
Shirt.
Never mind, he stopped it.
How embarrassing.
No, it's okay. I'm glad you said something. Neil's jealous of me. I thought he figured I was wasting my life. Ever since we were kids, he was always striving to make himself better. Training, studying. But I never had a focus. I always wanted to be more like him.
Oh, look at that. You know, he almost sounds like RJ. Shoot your thing! Or fight, whatever.
Casey?
Help!
Is that you?
Theo!
Casey!
Did he actually stand there and ask if that was actually Casey? Who else is gonna call? Except another ranger. What's it counting down to? Dude, you gonna morph anytime? And then there was one. There you go, but they were running right at you. Why did you feel this need to have to do all the flipping and stuff first?
What? That's impossible. Oh, nuisance!
Juggle beast! Spirit unleashed! With the stealth of a jaguar!
So is his brother going to inadvertently learn that he is a ranger and become even more jealous? Well, that takes care of that one. Wait a second, the guy's not defeated yet. Why did you unmorph in front of your brother? Jeez.
Power Ranger.
Also, did you notice the cocky smile? He's like, he knew what he was doing when he unmorphed. Yeah, he is feeling a little cocky right now.
Right. Give me your best shot.
My best shot? This guy doesn't stand a chance.
chance.
Yeah, let's show it. Nice call, Theo.
My turn to take a shot.
Rhino Steel, Super Blade.
All right, that's pretty cool. Very interesting. Oh, that didn't sound good.
Be right down. How do you get your fingers to stay in the right place? You practice for years, that's how. And you guys fly through the air, kind of flip around and hit that warrior. How? Practice. For years. I'm sorry I called your kung fu a waste of time. I couldn't have been more wrong. Yeah, well, I shouldn't have dissed on your adventures. Truth is, I've always been proud of you.
Also, I would like to point out that they called that the seal sword technique power, which is interesting considering they call those seals when we actually have to use them more often in Samurai. You probably shouldn't be trying to tick off the Phantom Beast, guys.
RJ.
Oh, he's communicating via the Force!
RJ. You must take the risk. We will find the answer.
What's the risk? RJ seems to know what it is after a second of thinking, but what's the risk? But anyway, like I was saying, in Samurai, they use the symbols to seal away the bad guys, and in this, they call it the seal, so that's pretty cool. Considering it's a few years and a completely different behind-the-scenes crew, well, not completely different, but as far as the writers, anyway. Okay, so that's going to do it for this one. Thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, entitled One Last Second Chance, which makes sense. So anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Game.